USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is remembering Rush Limbaugh after learning the conservative radio host passed away today.
3 or 4 days ago, I'd call him just to find out. You know, his fight was very, very courageous. He was very, very sick. From diagnosis on, it was just something that was not going to be beaten, but you wouldn't know it.
The former president speaking there on Fox News, the 70-year-old Limbaugh died after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer. The White House says FEMA is working closely with states that have been impacted by severe weather.
FEMA has supplied generators to Texas and is preparing to move diesel into the state to ensure the continued availability of backup power to key critical infrastructure, including communications, hospitals, and water.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki also telling reporters that FEMA is supplying water and blankets to parts of Texas. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas's food supply is in trouble.
The ice hasn't even begun to melt, but the damage is done, according to Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. He says not only have record cold temps done damage to crops, but the power outages in Texas are wreaking havoc on farmers and ranchers that have to waste product, like milk, with dairy operations forced to dump millions of dollars worth of milk every day because the plants that process the milk don't have any power, and stores without electricity couldn't support it anyway. Sid Miller has issued a red alert, asking Governor Greg Abbott to designate ag producers and processors as critical infrastructure that must be provided gas and electricity to continue operations, which should be prioritized, like hospitals and first responders, to provide critical food for Texans experiencing life-threatening conditions. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Major League Baseball is kicking off spring training. Pitchers and catchers reporting to team complexes in Arizona and Florida. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Gates believes the world's wealthiest countries should ditch beef for plant-based alternatives to fight global climate change. The billionaire software developer saying that is the only way to help curb industries with the largest carbon footprints, like steel, cement, and agriculture. A third of all greenhouse gas emissions come from livestock production. A state that relies heavily on beef and beef production is South Dakota. South Dakota Governor Republican Kristi Noem on Fox News reacts to Gates' assertion that we need to do away with eating beef.
Well, I mean, I like mushrooms, but I like my beef, too. So, in,
like my
you know,
chocolate
in South
burger.
Dakota, the cattle industry is incredibly important to our state, of course. But here's the situation, is that he talks a lot about carbon emissions out of cattle, but he doesn't take into account the carbon emissions and the inefficiencies in generating food like that and how expensive that food would be for the average everyday family. That's the balance that I don't think Bill Gates understands, is that for me, food policy's always been national security policy. It's important that we grow our own food in this country so another country doesn't control us. It's also important that it's diversified so that we don't have a shortage in one area, or we focus all in one area and it becomes too expensive. Expensive for families to actually go to the store, buy it, and put it on the table.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.